If this was a normal June bank holiday, 120,000 people would be expected to visit the Phoenix Park in Dublin for the Bloom Festival. But like the rest of us, this year Bloom has had to go digital. Tara McCarthy is the CEO of Bord Bia, which organises the Bloom Festival. Tara, no Bloom in real life this year, so what will there be?
Good morning. Well, I know for an event that normally takes us 12 months to plan, we're now after pivoting and going online to Bloom at Home. So on Sunday, we're going to be hosting this event online, encouraging the Irish public to come together and I guess bloom from their own homes this year, supporting our artisans, supporting our entrepreneurs, supporting the garden designers as well. So basically from 11 o'clock, we're going to be streaming from our Facebook page. We've been fantastically supported by our patron and president, Michael D. Higgins, who'll be addressing from Oras and Uachtaráin at 11 o'clock. And then we're going to have the day planned. So at 11:30, we'll have a panel, I guess, discussing how to design a show garden, because that's been such a feature of everything that we've had at Bloom. It's been really the standout piece. So designers like Andrew Dunn, Jane McCorkrell, Oliver Shurman, all previous gold winners, overall winners, will be chatting with our own Gary Graham on that. We'll also be having the likes of Nevin McGuire, who has never missed a bloom, no more than ourselves. He'll be doing a quality kitchen cook-along. We'll have garden safaris with the holistic gardener Fiona Nulon, and we'll also then have gardening for well-being as well. But what this is all about is to try and bring that amazing feeling that people normally get when they walk into the Phoenix Park. But they'll have that hopefully either in their own garden, in their own balcony, as they look at their own windowsills as well, because we can create opportunities to support Irish food, to support Irish garden centres, to promote Irish plants as well. So there's going to be a really great fun day. We have all of our information on boardbeabloom.com. You can buy products as if you were in the virtual food village. You can support, whether that's the premium butcher with the meat lovers pack as you're barbecuing, whether it's the velvet cloud looking at your sheep meat or your sheep milk yogurt or goatsbridge trout.
Right, so
hampers.
It's all there.
It is.
The big irony here is that if ever there was a year when we had the weather for Bloom, this was it.
The number of infant of Prags that we normally have around the place for this weekend is countless, but it is a fantastic weekend. But this is all about celebrating your garden, celebrating the fantastic food and drink. So we think that by coming together, we can do that. And we've tied in with, obviously, with RTE as well to create another event within that, which is Bloom with RTE, and a competition to really celebrate that and bring the fun out of that as well. So we're looking for creative images, whether that's on and coming through on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and there's five categories: the nature-friendly space, community spirit, the best crack garden, the best balcony or windowsill, and a judge's favourite garden.
Looking forward to the best crack garden. Tara McCarthy, thank you very much. Those details, rte.ie/lifestyle, and as she said, there are prizes and everything, apparently. It's